And we say goodbye to Adam and company for another fine edition of Morning Madness. It is 8 o'clock. You are listening to WMFO in Medford. And I promise we'll have some music shortly. It just takes a little bit of time to get used to things here. And reset the board, do a few other things. And of course, and here we go. It's 8:01. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. Today is Monday, March 26th, and it's time for Celtic Dawn.
Gather round ye lads and lasses, set ye for a while, and hearken to me mournful tale about the Emerald Isle. Let's all raise our glasses high to friends and family gone, and lift our voices in another Irish drinking song. Consumption took me mother and me father got the pox. Me brother drank the whiskey till he wound up in a box. Me other brother in the troubles met with his demise. Me sister has forever closed her smiling Irish eyes.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Kenny was killed in Kilkenny, and Clare, she died in Clare. Tip from Tipperary died out in the Derriere. Shannon jumped into the river, Shannon back in June. Ernie fell into the urn, and Tom is in the tomb. Cleanliness is godliness, me Uncle Pat would sing. He broke his neck a-slipping on a bar of Irish Bing. O'Grady, he was 80, though his bride was just a pup. He died upon the honeymoon when she got his Irish up.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Ba-dup, ba-dup, ba-dup.
Joe Murphy fought with Riley near the cliffs of Old Dunee. He took out his shillelagh and he stabbed him in the spleen. Where crazy Uncle Mike thought he was a leprechaun, but in fact he's just a leopard and his arms and legs are gone. When Timmy Johnson broke his neck, it was a crying shame. He wasn't really Irish, but he went to Notre Dame. McNamara crossed the street and by a bus was hit, but he was just a Scotsman, so nobody gave a shit.
Oh.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again.
Uncle Brendan tried to drive home from the bar. The road rose up to meet him when he fell out of his car. Irony was what befell me great-granduncle Sam. He choked upon the very last potato in the land. Connor lived in Ulster town, he used to smuggle arms, until the British killed him and cut off his lucky charms. And dear old Father Flanagan, who left the Lord's employ, drunk on sacramental wine beneath the altar boy.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again.
Someday soon I'll leave this world of pain and toil and sin. The Lord will take me by the hand to join all of me kin. Me only wish is when the Savior comes for me and you.
He kills the cast of Riverdance and Michael Flatley too.
Now everybody's died, so until our tears are dried, we'll drink and drink and drink and drink, and then we'll drink some more. We'll dance and sing and fight until the early morning light. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then we'll drink in once again. Then we'll throw up, pass out, wake up, and then go drinking once again. Hoy!
Just returned from Europe, I've seen London and Paris, and I'm glad to get back home to Yankee land. In fact, the little USA looks better now to me. It's the real place for the real folks, understand. But still I often sit and think, what would this country do if it hadn't men like Rosenstein and Hughes? We surely have a kingdom, there'd be no democracy if it wasn't for the Irish and the Jews. What would this great Yankee nation really, really ever do if it wasn't for a Levy, a Monaghan or Donahue? Where would we get our policemen? Why Uncle Sam would have the blues. Without the Pats and Isidores, there'd be no big department stores if it wasn't for the Irish and the Jews. MacDonald built the subway and his name we'll not forget. A word of praise is due to Nathan Strauss. Pasteurizing baby's milk, the world owes him a debt. He's a friend to every kid that's in the house. Without Big Tim O'Sullivan, what would the Bowery do? The policemen, they would need new pairs of shoes. There wouldn't be an east side in the city of New York if it wasn't for the Irish and the Jews. Where would we get our amusement? There would be no place to go if it wasn't for the Shubers, Frank McKee and Marcus Lowe, Kay and E and Billy Brady, Hammerstein I must include. I once heard Dave Belasco say you couldn't stage a play today if it wasn't for the Irish and the Jews. Talk about a combination, hear my words and make a note. On St. Patrick's Day, Rosinski pins a shamrock on his coat. There's a sympathetic feeling between the Blooms and McAdoos. Why, Tammany would surely fall, there'd really be no hall at all if it wasn't for the Irish and the Jews.
tell of his might, oh, sing of his grace, whose robe is the light, whose canopy's face, his chariots of wrath, the deep thunder clouds boom, and dark is his path on the wings of the storm.
Christ hath led,
hallelujah,
following our exalted head.
Good morning, all. It's 8:16 on a lovely, somewhat frosty morning. If you're just getting up, know that you want to allow a few extra minutes to scrape your windshield and start the defroster going, because it was a balmy 30 degrees when I took off this morning. Well, that was a couple of pieces from an album called Awake and Join the Cheerful Choir, Gallery Hymns and Carols from the 18th and 19th Centuries, with Maddie Pryor and the Carnival Band and the Mellstock Band and Choir. And I have to admit, it was a bit of nostalgia, because I remember getting up before dawn so that we could do the Easter sunrise service. And, yep, Christ the Lord is Risen Today was a very, very popular tune. I think all of us who'd been in the choir for over a year had that one memorized. Such was life with the Methodists in the early 1960s. Before that, we heard Mick Maloney doing his title track, If It Wasn't for the Irish and the Jews. And this was a tribute to the Tin Pan Alley songs from around the turn of the last century, mostly written by Jewish musicians, and but some of the more popular Irish ditties that were sung then. Prior to that was Michael Veloso with the Daffodil Song from The Winter's Tale. And we started off with Da Vinci's Notebook with another Irish drinking song. So yes, ordinarily this would be a welcome spring, you know, the spring equinox show, along with some fine new Celtic music. But, you know, one is almost afraid to invoke spring here, because we are so grateful that our four Easter turned out to be a dud of a storm, and that our huge snowpack is melting. Yes, melting. So, without further ado, we'll call on Boston Baroque. Thank you.
We wrestled on the kitchen floor, we fought on down the hall. I grabbed my gun and shot him, he fell and that was all.
Bang, 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 the Easter Bunny's dead. I saw him last night, got in a fight, and I shot him dead.
Good night, dear. Happy Easter.
Good night, dear.
Check it out.
Thank you. Adopt US Kids presents Multiple Choice Parenting.
Your daughter just had her first breakup. Do you A, put yourself in her shoes?
How could he do this to you? And for Sheila, she has split ends.
B, console her.
Oh, sweetie, this is going to happen a lot. 4, maybe 5 more times before you get married.
C, take charge.
Gotta get this all straightened out. Keep a little talking to man, mano a mano. Hey, Steve, it's now a good time? No? Okay, no problem. Bye.
Or D, help her find a new boyfriend.
I know a great place to meet boys. The internet. Nice, single boys. Never mind. How about some ice cream?
As a parent, there are no perfect answers. But you don't have to be perfect to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same.
For more information on how you can adopt, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
Good morning. It's 8:33. You're listening to WMFO in Medford. That was Priscilla Herdman, Ann Hills, and Cindy Mankson doing The Winter It Is Past. And those of you who are familiar will recognize that tune as The Curras of Kildare from their album At the Turning of the Year. Prior to that was Slant Six and the Jump Starts with Bang, the Easter Bunny's Dead from their EP Drunken Leprechaun. And before that, we heard the Boston Baroque being led by Martin Perlman doing the first and third movements of La Primavera from Vivaldi, The Four Seasons. Just an announcement Morning Madness here. You left your Mac charger here. And without further ado, we'll get on with the rest of the show.
The old dead leaves in river beds of musty decomposure are turning through a lazy dance in happy spring's clear water. And a baby plays around a grave of a man long dead from slaughter. And so we tumble into spring and winter's fairest daughter. The kind fire pulls upon the twine, the March winds are turning up the signs. The homeward bound flyers, country town criers flying formation and crime. Spring is coming. The man and his wife see the sun. Remember how love has begun. He hands her a daffodil he stole from a windowsill. Smiling, his teeth seem to sing. Spring is coming. Spring like the tide coming. You ride on the tail of the wind. when winter has broken us, you put new hope in us. I call your name in the wind. Spring is spring.
Welcome, ladies, gentlemen, taxpayers. Tonight you have spent your money wisely buying a ticket to see F.A.
Financial advisors.
And now it's time to get a return on that investment with some good advice. Listen up. Paying taxes is a grind. It can hit you with a bump. It can be an awful bind. It gives everyone the hump. But if you don't want to pay, then you're quite within the law. You can stash your cash away. Offshore, offshore, offshore. Welcome to the world of shadow banking. No one really knows what goes on here. Wanna pay no tax on your earnings? We can make those earnings disappear. Hide them in the Caymans, Turks and Caicos, Switzerland, Liechtenstein, Jersey too. Only little people pay taxes. People like you and you and you and you. We're companies using nifty taxation systems to hide our buns, massaging money from haven to haven using shell banks and false fronts. Oh, we offset our costs against tax in Britain, where tax is appallingly high. Then declare our profits in Monaco and we get to keep all of the pie. That's why companies using nifty taxation system spells cunts. Ladies and gentlemen, she's the newly appointed head of emerging markets. So would you please welcome the fragrant, the freshly minted, the fiscal femme fatale that is Miss Sarah Louise Young.
Tax evasion is illegal.
But avoiding tax is not.
So to best protect your assets
and hang on to what you got,
build a clause into a trust which you set up in Delaware.
And if an auditor comes calling,
the trust is designed to fly elsewhere.
Look, it's gone to Bermuda.
Welcome to the world of murky finance. Manage all your moolah with aplomb. As a high net worth individual, declare yourself officially non-dom. The City of London will take care of business. It has more power than the Inland Revenue. Only saps and suckers pay taxes. Teachers and nurses and fools like you and you. We're companies using nifty taxation systems to hide our buns. We can make the incumbent Chancellor of the Exchequer look like a dunce. Our teams of accountants and lawyers find they always have plenty to do.
Handy for loopholes and dodges to further increase the tosh we accrue.
We're companies using nifty taxation systems, that's cunts.
Let's hear it from those strumpets. Libraries will have to close.
Sad but necessary.
Fewer bobbies on the streets.
Stay indoors.
Disabled people losing benefits.
Scroungers.
Endless BBC repeats.
Don't knock Dad's army.
Ever larger student fees.
So sweet from the chavs.
Obs and gynae wards to shut.
Use a condom.
Legal aid has been reduced.
And our fighting forces cut. Welcome to a world that has no frontiers. Capital is free, free, free to flow. Though we may be twice as riches crease us, we can better let a penny go. The country is broke and the pundits tell us we could really help if we paid up to.
But we don't use the NHS
or crap state schooling.
That's for little people like you and you and you and you and you. You too. You too.
You too? Oh, they went offshore years ago.
We're companies using nifty taxation systems to hide our buns, along with oligarchs, drug barons and rock stars who had high moral principles. Well, maybe once. It's all very well to say people like us should hang our heads in shame, but if you won the Euro Millions, you'd do the bloody same. With companies using nifty taxation systems, you'd be rolling in lolly and jogging back the void. You'd be thrilled to join the international band of solid gold-plated cunts.
Thank you.
It's 8:58. You're listening.